Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The Democrats and the legacy media just had their worst nightmare come true. While CNN, MSNBC, and their Democrat cohorts have spent years claiming Trump is Hitler, he just achieved a global peace that no world leader had ever imagined possible. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how Trump just pulled off the seemingly miraculous, how the Democrats and the legacy media are in complete and absolute shock, and how everyone is now admitting that this Trump presidency will go down in history as undeniably like no other. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, enjoying yet another wonderful, glorious day in the golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Last night at 6:51 p.m., President Trump sent shockwaves through the political world with a single Truth Social post that literally changed everything. Quote, "I am very proud to announce that Israel and Hamas have both signed off on the first phase of our peace plan. This means that all of the hostages will be released very soon and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed upon line as the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. All parties would be treated fairly. This is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, for Israel, for all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. And we thank the mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey who worked with us to make this historic and unprecedented event happen. Blessed are the peacemakers." The families of the hostages gathered together at the White House with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick for the announcement. And of course, they simply could not contain their emotions.
They want to say something. Is that right? All right, hold on. President Trump, you have the best crowd in the world. What do you guys have to say to President Trump?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much, everybody.
You did it.
Wow. You did it. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
This is amazing.
Mr. President, we believe in you. We know you've done so much for us over the past, since you became a president, and even before that. And we trust you fulfill the mission until every hostage, every 48 of the hostages are home. Thank you so much. Blessed be the peacemakers.
God bless you, Mr. President. God bless America.
Thank you very much. You just take care of yourselves. The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
All?
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So long. Goodbye. All right.
It was truly astonishing. In one single moment, President Trump accomplished what the Biden administration couldn't achieve despite countless failed attempts over the course of 4 years, a breakthrough Middle East peace deal. The details are staggering. All remaining Israeli hostages, around 20 people who have been held captive for over 2 years, they will be released on Monday morning. In exchange, Israel will withdraw troops to an agreed-upon line covering 51% of Gaza, while 1,700 Palestinian prisoners will be freed. This is not just any deal. This is the first phase of what President Trump is calling a comprehensive Middle East peace plan that could reshape the entire region and, as such, the entire world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a great day for Israel and thanked President Trump personally, saying, quote, "I sincerely thank President Trump and his team for their commitment to this noble mission." Now, you would think that the entire world woke up this morning elated, right? Relieved, joyous over the prospects of a true and everlasting Middle East peace. And while that's certainly true for the vast majority of humanity, it was, of course, the Democrats and the legacy media who woke up this morning absolutely devastated over this announcement. Remember, Rush always used to say this, the great immortal Rush Limbaugh: great news for America is bad news for the Democrats. We can expand that today. Great news for the world is horrible news for the Democrat. Thus far, only one single Democrat, one, Senator John Fetterman, thanked and lauded the president for brokering this deal. One Democrat. And look at how shell-shocked the CNN panel was last night in trying to make sense of how the man that they've been calling Hitler over the last several years just secured world peace.
That this was not doable when President Biden was in office.
I think the biggest problem that the President Biden had is there was no pressure from Qatar, from Turkey, from Egypt. They were actually facilitating in many ways what was going on. And that is really ultimately how it all came together.
So, I mean, but I think by saying that, it's sort of an acknowledgement. Trump has changed that dynamic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think absolutely. That.
I mean, he's clearly.
I don't know how he
changed,
you know, and I think there's a lot that remains to learn about what prompted that change. But I do agree. Yes. So, somehow, some way that changed.
Now, at least CNN, to their credit, attempted to provide responsible, accurate commentary. Take a look at what passed as political analysis on the ultra-woke, hysterically absurd MSNBC.
There was a deal that was sort of jointly negotiated by the outgoing Biden administration, the incoming Trump administration. That was also multiple phases. The first phase was the release of some hostages, a cessation of bombing. That never got to phase two the first time around. Instead, the war continued after that. So your point is well taken. Do you think there's a role? Do you worry that Trump wants to get the Nobel Prize on Friday? It's sort of, I mean, I really don't mean that as a joke. I mean, the Hamas negotiators even talked to DropSite, which has been reporting on this, on the record, saying they know that the Nobel Peace Prize matters, that there's some desire to get something done that may not then endure in the medium term.
I was talking to Diane, your producer, right before the show, and I said Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize and Gandhi didn't. So I'm not sure how much the Nobel Peace Prize means,
fair
but
point.
It means a lot to Donald Trump.
So this is MSNBC, right? There was already a deal in place. Biden's team negotiated, but Trump tabled it so that he could whip it out months later and take credit for it and then secure himself a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, gang, make no mistake, that is a level of patent political propaganda that would make the North Korean media blush. That would make CCP propaganda embarrassed. That is about as patently and utterly absurd of a spin that you could possibly even imagine. It requires a certain, I don't know, depth of demonic possession to even think up something so absurdly ludicrous as what you just heard there. But that's what passes for analysis among the political illiterates over at MSNBC. But it was so embarrassingly absurd that even Joe Scarborough's team this morning had to correct that record. They had to admit the obvious. They brought in a historian who openly admitted that this peace agreement was simply and undeniably epical. And that no previous president, no previous administration, either Republican or Democrat, even thought something like this was possible. And it's amazing because you'll see this historian basically admitted that both the Republican and Democrat establishment thought they had a juggernaut on foreign policy. They thought they had achieved total institutional control over international affairs, just like global institutions are trying to exert even more direct control over American families as we speak, most specifically with our retirement accounts. You know, I often talk about financial juggernauts like BlackRock and Vanguard wrapping their tentacles literally around everything.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
But out of all the things they meddle in, our retirement accounts are where globalist institutions exert the most direct and, dare I say, nefarious control over our lives. But most Americans don't even realize it. They continue to allow their IRAs, their 401ks, their TSPs to suffer under the antiquated default financial systems that rack up massive profits for the BlackRocks and the Vanguards of the world. The good news in all of that is that thousands of Americans are taking back control of their finances and turning the self-directed IRAs backed by physical gold and silver. So if you have over $100,000 in your retirement account, it behooves you to talk to my good friends over at Augusta Precious Metals. In fact, you can get instant access to a two-minute report titled How to Take Full Control of Your Financial Future in One Single Step. Just go to turleygold.com, that's turleygold.com, or text Turley to 35052, that's 35052. You're going to get instant access to that video. It's a two-minute report that could literally change your life. I've been a huge fan of gold and silver for a long time, as you know. And with Augusta Precious Metals, I have a partner that I'm proud to recommend because they adhere to the very same integrity and business ethics I want from my audience. Gold and silver are skyrocketing in the Trump economy, just like our life expectancies, by the way, right? We're living longer, and that's certainly a wonderful thing, but it also means that our retirement accounts have to grow with the economy. So Augusta Precious Metals can help you prepare for a long retirement so that your money is under your control even after President Trump leaves the White House. So if you've got over $100,000 in retirement savings, go to turleygold.com right now. That's turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052. Your future self will thank you.
One of the things about honesty and citizenship and a sense of, I would say, maturity about what people in a democracy should do is, even if someone with whom you disagree about 99 things does the 100th really well, you should say so, because that's what intellectual honesty is. And so all credit to President Trump and his, as you say, unconventional team. But if they take an unconventional team, that's fine, right? I remember once asking the senior President Bush after something terrible had happened. It's a sign of something that I can't remember what it was after he'd been president. Something had happened in the Middle East. And I said, you know, this is a man who spent a decade dealing with this. I said, Mr. President, do you think this ever gets resolved? And he said, God, I don't know. That's what one of the most experienced diplomatic presidents in American history thought, that it was an unknowable thing.
Now, if you thought that a rare moment of honesty on MSNBC, it kept going. Take a look at this.
The deal that President Trump is announcing played a key part in negotiating, is a significant change. This war was blocked for 2 years. President Biden, who preceded him, was unable to find a way to stop it. President Trump found that way by being tough on both sides. And he'll take a victory lap for sure over the next few days. But it's deserved. There's no way that I can see that this would have been done without Trump's pressure in the final hours.
Yeah, so even MSNBC is finally coming to the realization that there's simply no honest assessment that could deny the magnitude of what President Trump has just accomplished. Mr. Hitler, Mr. Nazi, just brought about world peace and exposed the legacy media in one fell swoop, exposed the entire legacy media and the Democrat Party to be the very pathetic liars that they are. Now, how is this possible? How did Trump pull this off? Well, bottom line, it was his unique combination of pressure and leverage. So when Israel struck Hamas leaders in Qatar, do you remember that several weeks back? Trump didn't just condemn it. He forced Netanyahu to apologize for it and then turn around and sign a security guarantee protecting Qatar. That sent a clear message that enough was enough in terms of just the politics as usual with the United States and the Middle East. Trump then used relationships with Turkey, Qatar, and other Arab allies to pressure Hamas while simultaneously strong-arming Netanyahu like no previous president. And the result was that anti-Hamas militias in Gaza were emboldened. They openly began publicly endorsing President Trump's peace plan. They saw it as the first real fair plan that both marginalized Hamas while holding Israel accountable. And the dam broke. Now, make no mistake, this isn't just about Gaza. It's about Trump positioning himself as the global peacemaker of the world. Yes, Mr. Hitler is the global peacemaker of the world. All the Democrats and all the legacy media, they all have egg all over their faces, having spent years portraying Trump as Mr. Fascist. So to their everlasting shame and embarrassment, whether they like it or not, they are all having to admit right now as we speak that Hitler just secured Middle East peace. Now, in that vein, Trump is expected to travel to the region this weekend, possibly addressing the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, and greeting the released hostages personally and bringing them home personally. And of course, the timing couldn't be more perfect. It's Nobel Peace Prize announcement day. And Republicans are already saying, not only does Trump deserve this award, if he doesn't get the Nobel Peace Prize, that committee needs to be immediately disbanded for the pathetic liberal shills that they actually are. But here's what has the establishment ultimately panicked. This is just phase one. Trump's 20-point plan envisions a complete transformation of Middle Eastern politics, potentially expanding the Abraham Accords and creating lasting regional peace. The same media that mocked Trump's art of the deal approach, ha ha, it's so ignorant, now they have to watch him deliver historic diplomatic victories they claimed were impossible. As one White House ally told reporters, quote, President Trump did what Biden couldn't do. He brought an end to the war. He united Gulf countries, and he's bringing home the hostages. If this deal holds, it will be one of Trump's greatest legacies of his lifetime. The Democrats and the liberal media spent years telling us Trump was finished, that his foreign policy was chaos, that real diplomacy required their approved establishment figures, like Anthony Blinken. Today, the entire world is witnessing the complete collapse of that narrative as President Trump delivers peace through strength on the world stage. What other impossible promises do you think Trump will deliver on now while the media scrambles to explain away their own irrelevance? The answer might shock them even more than this historic breakthrough already has. So what do you guys think? You are the ones who are changing the world. You made this possible back on November the 5th What are you most impressed about this deal? And do you see this as just the beginning? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.